welcome everybody. So, it's very good you're sitting pretty much equally, that's very good. You see this line in the middle? It's meant to be there because we need to have two different teams. We have a war, we have the Trojan War, and we have the Greeks against the Trojans. So, we're gonna try a little something because you will be asked to participate in the play, and so every time, this side, you're for the Trojans, okay? And every time you hear, go, 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 you need to say, Troy! So we're just gonna try it once. And then in the play, when you hear, go, 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 you have to cheer for the Trojans, okay? So let's just try. Go, go, go!
Troy!
Ah, oh, wonderful! Now this side is going to be for the Greeks, the Spartans. And every time you're gonna hear, and this is, you have to say, Sparta! Sparta! So, let's just try it once, okay? And let's try to be louder than them if we can. So, you would need to say, this is Sparta! Okay, I think you could be even louder. That group is really strong. In the play, let's hope that you manage to give all your cheer. This side for the Greeks, the Spartans, and that side for the Trojans. And enjoy our sixth-grade play. Thank you.
Congratulations! Okay. When this one says, go, go, you say,
you to our two heroes in love. This is a story of Helen and Paris. Paris was asked to judge for a beauty contest between three goddesses. Athena offered him victory in battle, Hera eternal wealth, and Aphrodite promised the most beautiful girl in the world if Paris picked Aphrodite. So Paris chose Aphrodite and gave her the golden apple, and as a prize, he got Helen. And now, Helen was the wife of the Greek king called Menelaus. Paris went and stole her away from her husband and brought her back to Troy.
We really lost those Greeks.
Yeah, you're really brave and strong.
I know, and you're like so pretty.
I know, but are you really a prince?
Sure, I'm the prince of the greatest city on Earth, Troy.
That's cool. Aren't your walls, like, really tall?
Yeah, the tallest and the strongest. They say that Poseidon himself helped to build them.
No way.
Wait.
Cool.
Do you want to stay inside?
Definitely. Beware!
Besides, my sister Cassandra. What's wrong now? Another dog gets stolen or what?
Don't bring Helen inside Paris. It's not good for Troy. She'll bring doom in our city.
Oh, come on, Cassandra, get out of the way. Come on, come on.
Why would anyone listen to me? Apollo? Is that you? Come here.
What's with you?
I thought you'd give me the powers to see the future.
I did. Didn't you predict where to find the stolen dog?
Yes, but no one listened to me. And now I see the walls of Troy falling down, and no one will listen to me about that either.
Didn't you read all the clarifications of your wish?
Clarifications? What clarifications?
Okay. Scribe!
I can't read all that. It's boring and poorly written.
Look here, under point 7, clarification B. It says that you'll be able to see the future, but no one will listen to you.
What? How could you do this to me?
Because it's funny?
You guys think you're so smart. Well, I know what happens to you.
You do, oh, you do, huh? What happens?
I'm not telling you.
Come on.
No.
Please?
Goodbye, Apollo.
You guys think you're so smart.
I'll show her. She won't find it funny when we have a war.
You see, the Greek gods love to play and participate in the lives of Greeks. Now a few more gods will be introduced and you will see the two camps forming. The Greeks also call the Spartans and the Trojans. And this is where we will need your participation.
Ring, 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 ring.
Zeus here. What do you want?
Are you doing anything right now?
No. Why?
Want to play war?
Sure. Who do you want to play with?
I want to play with Troy.
Really? I don't know. I promised them protection.
Promises? You don't have to make promises. I thought you were the all-powerful one. I guess I'm calling the wrong person. I should call Athena instead. She's a real warrior.
Oh, wait a minute! Wait a minute!
Yes?
You know, I have a special place in my heart for Troy. They have a real warrior on their side.
I know. You mean Hector?
Yes.
I know. That's why I picked Troy. Go, go, go!
Trojans!
Okay, let's call Athena. She'll take your challenge. Ching, 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 ching.
What?
Hello, Athena. How are you today?
Horrible. Not one fighter battle in sight all day, and it's almost dinner time.
I have some good news for you. Apollo wants to play war.
Sign me up. Which side did you choose, Apollo?
I chose Troy. Go, go, go!
Trojans!
Fine. We'll play war, but I get to choose anyone I want. Right?
Fine.
Then I choose Sparta. This is...
Sparta!
Fine. I thought you might.
What's that supposed to mean?
They have such handsome warriors.
At least they all fight well.
Too bad about Achilles, though.
What about Achilles?
His mom won't let him come out and play.
What?
He's always been such a mama's boy.
She did do him a great favor by dipping him in the River Styx and making him nearly immortal.
So, are you ready for battle?
Not quite. You have Zeus. I want some backup.
Fine, but what god is willing to stand up against Zeus?
Yeah, man. I'm the king of the gods.
Well, let me think. Who isn't afraid of the king of the gods? Maybe his wife.
You wouldn't.
I would. Ding, 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 ding.
Hello? Hera here.
Hey, Hera. Wanna come and join us in the war with us, the Spartans?
Okay. I'll be right there.
This is... Sparta!
I really have to go.
Zeus!
I remember something really urgent. Someone needs a thunderstorm. Bye!
How are you, Hera?
Where did my useless husband just run off to?
Off to release more thunder.
He really needs to eat less beans. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute.
All hail the king of the sea! Poseidon, come join my side, the builder of the walls of Troy.
No way.
Why not?
I never got paid for building those walls.
Of course not. You know what he wanted?
I only wanted all the inhabitants to pray to me 24 hours a day. Is that too much to ask?
Let me think.
Of course it is. So until I get paid, I'm not fighting for Troy.
So what are you even doing here?
I'm here because I'm worried the audience, my ocean, is a little confused. We have introduced a lot of characters and we are about to have war. So before we might begin, let's have a little flashback. Let's bring out our Homer and the Homerettes to tell us the story of Paris and Helen.
Here's the story of three lovely ladies who thought they were the most beautiful of all. They were Hera, Athena, and Aphrodite, and Paris was asked to judge. Here's the story of a girl named Helen, who was a prize if Paris judged right. Aphrodite promised him this girl forever, if he just pick her. So Paris picked Aphrodite, and he knew that it was much more than a hunt, because he got himself a real beauty. That's why we started the Trojan War. The Trojan War. The Trojan War. That's why we started the Trojan War.
That didn't make any sense at all. I'm more confused than I was before the story.
Let's go, Homer. We'll work on it some more.
Stop being a blind writer.
I know you'll get it someday. I see potential in you. Let's go.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. So this whole problem with Paris and Helen started over a beauty contest?
Well,
not really.
Sort of.
Yes, it did.
And you two lost.
It's not funny.
Aphrodite only won because she cheated.
I can't believe Paris.
Paris to her bride.
So Aphrodite bribed Paris with a beautiful girl. What did you two offer him?
Mine was way better.
Shh! We didn't offer him anything.
So are you ready for war?
Sure, Hera, you go talk to Archimedes' mom, and I'll get the rest of the Spartans. Done.
You can come out now, Cassandra.
I knew there was going to be a war.
Who said that?
Stop it.
Could you do me a favor and tell your brother Hector about the upcoming battle? I want to give him plenty of warning.
Yes, of course. I'll tell him.
Oh, wait a minute. He won't listen to me. Nobody does. Oh, doom!
Dear sister, what troubles you?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Try me.
Paris took Helen from the Spartans and Apollo wants to start a war and Athena went to get the Spartans and we're doomed.
Sister, are you speaking Greek? Please slow down.
See? No one can understand me.
Let me see if I understood you. You mentioned Paris and Helen, the wife of the king of Sparta?
Yes.
And a war?
Yes.
Paris wants to fight a war to win Helen?
Well, sort of.
Paris?
Yes?
Come here, brother. What is it? Our sister here was telling me about you and Helen, the wife of the Spartan king Menelaus.
Helen?
Helen, that sounds familiar.
Oh, it should.
Have you been seeing Helen?
I've been seeing a Helen, but I'm not sure if she's a Spartan.
Is she here?
Right here?
No. I mean, is she in Troy?
Well.
She's right here.
Oh, Helen.
Helen.
Oh, Helen.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
That's Helen of Sparta, wife of their king.
It is?
Helen, why didn't you tell me?
What? You totally knew.
I did not. I thought you were some visitor to Sparta, just like me. I thought you were Helen of Troy. Yes, a fellow, a Trojan.
Oh, yeah. I'm Helen of Troy, not Sparta. I was just touring around Sparta, and my parents here, and we met, and we get along really great. I'm really like totally Trojan. Go, go, go!
See? I can't believe you do this, Paris.
I can't believe Hector believed me.
Can't believe how embarrassing this is.
Please, Hector, don't send Helen back. Menelaus was horrible to her.
He was.
What did he do?
He didn't.
That's not all.
The monster.
There's one more thing.
By the gods. See? I had to do something.
You're right. Helen, you are greatly wronged. And now we will make this right by offering you protection.
No, you must not.
Yes, I must. No woman should be treated as you were treated. As an honorable man, I will defend you to my death.
No, Hector, please.
Come, brother. We must prepare for war. We'll show those Spartans what we're made of.
Go, go, go.
Spartans!
Why won't anyone listen to me? We're doomed.
When Helen was stolen from the king of Sparta, King Menelaus' brother Agamemnon and Odysseus decided to go after her and bring her back home. They prepared a fleet to sail across towards Troy.
They are dues. Our time. The last sentence.
Thank you all.
The king of Menelaus.
7.
We're Sparta of Greece.
Oh, Greece, why didn't you say so?
Because we're Spartan.
You're all Greek to me.
Chill out, Ajax.
Ajax? Is that Ajax?
You've heard of me?
Yes, Hector says he's gonna get you.
Why does he say that?
Because last time you fought Hector, you cheated.
You liar! I'll get it for saying that. Everyone, please calm down. Ajax, let me handle this now. May I speak to Hector?
Say please.
Please.
No, say it out.
What?
Say may I please speak to Hector.
May I please speak to Hector?
Say pretty please.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, right. You fought in the Swansea line.
Fine, pretty please.
Say it out.
Pretty please, may I speak to Hector?
No.
Why not?
Just kidding. I wanted to see how you would react if I said no.
Can I kill him now? No, we're just talking to them now.
Hector will be right out.
You dare come out alone in front of the entire Spartan army? He's a brave and honorable man, and stupid. You wish to speak with me, Odysseus?
Yes. I have been sent by King Menelaus and Lord Agamemnon to give the Trojans a chance to surrender.
What? Surrender?
We will not surrender, Odysseus. You know that.
At least return Helen to us and let this whole horrible business to be done.
Odysseus!
All hail, Lord Agamemnon!
I told you to give them a chance to surrender, not to negotiate.
Lord Agamemnon, please, if they simply return Helen to us, we don't need to fight.
We don't negotiate with Trojans.
Prince Hector is an honorable man. He can be reasoned with.
I find your lack of faith in my plan disturbing.
It doesn't matter. We won't give her back.
You fool.
Trojans believe in honor.
Yeah!
And justice.
Yeah!
And in equality.
Yeah!
You said it, Hector.
Helen has asked to be freed of her slavery in Sparta, and we grant her that freedom.
Then you will all die.
All attempts at negotiation failed, and the Trojan War started.
Get up and go away before I kill you.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Great king someday, he's got war on his face. Man feels space. find those bones until it is fixed. Say we are Trojans. Won't be an old man, weak man, fighting for your land, gonna fight till you're all doomed. Must save face, no disgrace. Spartans better get out of this.
This mostly worked well for the Spartans. It gave them what they needed and reduced the number of close allies to the Trojans. But sometimes it led to disagreement or godly wrath.
One example went like this. The lovely captives Chryseis and Briseis were given to worthy leaders. Chryseis went to Agamemnon and Briseis to Achilles. There was a problem. Chryseis was the daughter of a priest and her mother came to get her back.
Worthy Spartans, we bring many gifts in exchange of our daughter. Please give her back to us.
No, we have won and we will keep her. Go away, you mean old lady.
Okay, have it your way. Lord Apollo, as you have witnessed this injustice, send a plague onto these rude Spartans.
Okay, here it comes. Go, go, go!
Spartans!
Apollo did send a plague. The Spartans suffered a lot. Many people fell ill and died. The leaders urged Agamemnon to reconsider.
We can't live like this anymore, Agamemnon. You have to give up to say it.
Yes, you should, man.
We have to stop Apollo's wrath.
Okay, I get it. I'll give her back to her mother. But then, I need her a lovely girl. I am the leader and I cannot live without a slave.
But how can we give you a new girl? We don't have any spare ones.
We promise you all the loveliest girl that we capture in the next battle.
No, Achilles has a lovely girl, almost as beautiful as Chryseis. I want her.
Okay with me.
Okay, I guess I lost. Too bad for you. You can take the girl, but I won't fight for you anymore. Goodbye.
So Achilles called his mom the goddess Thetis. He wanted to create a mess for his old buddies and wanted the Trojans to win. Thetis talked to Zeus and all this came to be. Hector was so very strong and cunning that he sent the greatest Spartans running away out of fear.
Achilles, the Spartans need your help. They have to retreat before the Trojan onslaught.
Oh, I'm not helping them. Agamemnon was really rude and he took away my woman.
Then please lend me your armor so that I can take the Trojans and help the Spartans.
Okay. Take good care of it. And yourself. Careful. You are not immortal.
Thanks a lot, Achilles.
Because Achilles lent his armor to Patroclus, the Trojans mistook Patroclus for the great hero Achilles and retreated. And this is the beginning of many tragedies as our heroes will start to fall.
This is...
Achilles, Hector, attack him! He mustn't reach the city of Troy!
Stand and fight me if you dare!
You cheaters! Achilles will get you for this!
Die already!
Ah, oh, that's a nice armor.
Scribe, come here! I'm not afraid of Achilles. Bring Agamemnon.
Bring this letter to Achilles. I'm not afraid of him.
I will bring this message to Achilles. Maybe now he will join in our struggle.
So he just killed Achilles. He killed this guy. He just killed him.
Message for Sir Patroclus is dead.
Oh, they've killed my cousin and friend. I should have never loaned him my armor. They mistook him for me. Who did this foul deed? Dear Achilles, get off my land. I'm stronger than you. Sincerely, Hector. Hector, you will die for this.
Does this mean you're joining us again?
To the death.
And I demand a fight with Paris.
And I with Hector.
Trojans, will your princess make us our champions?
We will.
What?
We will?
We will.
Be careful, Paris.
You took my one, I'll take your life.
Hey, that's right. You're a poet.
Die, fly.
Hold still. Run right as fast as you can. You can't catch me. Unhand my brother.
Mate.
Got you now.
This is terrible! Do something, Paris! Finally, a quick death!
Mighty Achilles has fallen! Run away!
You did it, Paris! You did it!
I did?
You can open your eyes now.
Where did they go?
Well, you killed Achilles and they all ran away.
Really?
But our brother Hector is dead.
That's not so great.
But we won. This is great.
No, it's horrible.
Come on, Cassandra, step around. Let's have a party.
Apollo, you cheated.
Don't be a sore loser.
It's not over yet, Apollo.
What do you mean?
We have a little surprise for the Trojans.
Now you stay out of this. This is between me and Athena.
That was before you cheated and helped Paris kill Achilles. Poseidon was there to even the score and get his revenge for non-king.
This is so unfair.
Don't be a sore loser.
After having lost so many heroes, the Spartans decided to trick the Trojans. Odysseus had a giant wooden hollow horse made, and some of the Spartans climbed into it and sent their ships away.
I must try to warn the Trojans.
What's that?
It's a present for Troy.
Present? I love presents.
Well, I love horses.
But I wish it were a unicorn.
It's a unicorn! Paris, can we keep it, please?
Of course.
Well, don't. It's a trick.
Please, Cassandra, stop it.
I want my unicorn.
Look, Cassandra, now you upset Helen.
I want my unicorn, Paris.
Greek things are bad news.
Hey, everyone, the Spartan brought us a present. Let's bring it inside.
They're inside.
This was called The War That Never Ends. Yes, it goes on and on for 10 long years, my friends. That night, the Trojans celebrated what they thought was victory. But in the night, all the Spartan soldiers came out.
But the war didn't. The Trojan horse trick worked. This is
Sparta!
Looks like you won.
Who's the god of war now?
You won.
What was that?
You are.
That's right. And don't you forget it.
When Troy fell, King Menelaus and Odysseus found Helen and brought her back to Sparta on their ship. It took 10 long years to reach home. By then, King Menelaus had forgiven and forgotten Helen's adventure. If you want to know more about my story, you can read the entire tale in my book called The Iliad.